Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. Grains are usually ground into flour, right? So they are collected and they are threshed and winnowed and all that stuff, and you end up with a pile of grain, and you smooth over the pile, and that is nigmar lachton, and then you take it to the miller and turn it into flour, right? So you take Trumas Maestros, and then you take it off to the miller. However, grain is not always processed in that way. Sometimes people would eat grains individually or in small quantities and not as flour. In particular, barley would sometimes be dehulled, right? They would remove the hard outer layer by hand and eaten one at a time, raw or sometimes toasted, but one at a time. Whereas wheat, they would usually toast it in some way, right? In somewhat larger quantities. It would take it and kind of rub it between their hands to remove the chaff and then kind of move it from hand to hand to winnow out the remaining chaff. And then they would roast the seeds, they roast the kernels, not in large quantities, but in small quantities. Therefore, Mishnah says, I'm a caliph sa'orim, if one is dehulling barley, right? So mikalif achas achas ve'ochel. Then he can only do one at a time, right? Dehull and eat, dehull and eat, dehull and eat. That is because more than one, if he gathers more than one, right? Vim kilef v'nasam l'soch yado chayav. If you start gathering them, that's tziruf and it's koveya, right? Because you have dehulled them and you've gathered a bunch, and that is now kvius, and you can no longer eat them without taking Trumas HaMaestros first. However, if you are molel melilos, right? That's the rubbing the wheat between your hands. Hamolel melilos shalchitim, menapim miyad liyad viochel. You are, in this case, you're allowed to kind of rub a bunch of these stalks, a few stalks between your hands to remove the stalks and loosen the chaff. And then you are menapil yad yad, pour the kernels back and forth between your hands so that the wind removes the chaff that you've already loosened. And here you can do a few kernels at a time, even a handful, no problem, and then eat it. The imnipa, v'nasan socheko chayev. However, if you did this kind of sifting and gathered it in your lap, that is koveh lemaestros, because again, you're going beyond what's considered achilas arai, and you're gathering for a larger eating, and that is koveh. The second half of the Mishnah introduces us to a new argument or a new discussion about plants that more than one part of the plant is edible and is eaten typically. So we have three different Tanaim in the second half of the Mishnah. We have the Tanakam, who's our first Tana, then we have Rabbi Eliezer, and then we have the Chachamim, which is not the same as the Tanakama. So the Tanakama starts us off by talking about coriander. Kuzbar, shezira'a lezera, yiraka patur. Coriander is sometimes grown for seeds, right? We're familiar with coriander seed, and sometimes for leaves. So if you grew the coriander, says the Tanakhama, for the purpose of gathering the coriander seed, then you have indicated that you don't care about the leaves, right? You're growing it particularly for the seed. You don't care about the leaves. You're basically going to throw them out. And therefore, they're not chayav maestros because you don't consider them to be food. However, Zira'a le'yarak, if you planted them for the purpose of gathering the leaves, because you want the leaves, which certainly some people do, misaseres zara ve'yarak. In that case, you have to take Trumas and Maestros on both the seeds and the leaves. The leaves, because you have been machshed them, you're growing it particularly to get the leaves. And the seeds, because coriander seeds are always chayav. Coriander seeds, everybody agrees, is food. And there's always food. They're always considered food. And therefore, they're always considered chayav in Trumas and Maestros. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer is our second Tana. He doesn't necessarily directly address coriander. He's bringing us a new thing. Hasheves, dill. Misaseres zera v'yarak v'zirin. He says, you know what? Interesting about dill, says Rabbi Eliezer. There are three parts of the plant that are eaten, and you must take maaser from all three of them. From the seeds, from the zera, from the yarak, from the greens, from the leaves, and from the zirin, the thin stalks. All three of these are edible, and you have to take Trumas and Maestros from all of them. The Chachamim Omrim, and we have our third opinion, the Chachamim, Eino Misaser Zera V'Yarak Ela Hashlachim Ve'Agar Gil Bavad. The Chachamim say, no, we don't agree with the coriander and dill. There are only two types of produce, of vegetation, that you give maestros on more than one part of it. And those two are pepperwort and cress. They are both different plants that are in the related to mustard. And in both of those plants, they are chayev for both seeds and greens. Okay, so the Tanakhama said coriander, and the others said dill, and the Chacham say no, not coriander or dill, only pepperwort and cress.